This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I can't find my shoes. This was the prize that I'm singing the blues. So many holes in my life to mend. And someone just said that the world's gonna end.
Imagine starting off today thinking the world was going to end. Not a great way to start the day. Let's see if we can start a little better, although the story we get started with in this hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, to examine in detail, in depth, a story or two or three. And the essence of ISIS is what has a lot of people afraid. A lot of people are up in arms, if you pardon the pun, because these guys got such a stranglehold or foothold. How did we allow them to do that? How come we didn't know? And then there's the usual finger pointing back to the Obama White House. The reason that they're concerned that they, I don't know who they are, Kenny, maybe you can tell me who they are. Who are they who are commenting on this situation with ISIS, the terrorists, their military operations, what our options are here? Who are the folks that would like to be heard who have written at Twitter or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show?
Well, one of the they is Jimmy. Jimmy says, I saw in the news that ISIS had seized an airport in Syria. Now all they need is a plane. ISIS needs to be stopped, and they need to be stopped now.
So I wonder what he'll say when he reads in his morning newspaper that an American named Douglas Arthur McCain has died fighting for ISIS in Syria. An American who went over there to fight. Why didn't I think yesterday we came up with 20 different American names, didn't we? 20 people who have, with a name like that, you got to know he didn't start life being a Muslim, must have converted for whatever the reason, and now he's on their side. One wonders how we don't, again, understand it, so we think that they're warped. There's something wrong with them. And I guess you can understand that. Isn't anybody who would do the sorts of things that that Brit did, the rapper who beheaded Foley, there, by definition, has to be someone. They've got to be insane. What other comments have you got, Kenny?
This is from a Muslim named Mohammed Gilan. He says, it's never about religion. These ISIS lunatics and their sympathizers are as ignorant about Islam as the day is long.
You know, I've heard that before, and I think I understand that that is the way that it is. So the essence of getting people, unless they really don't, the Muslims don't care, there are always those cries. You hear those cries from people. Let's somehow or other be more vocal. We want people to be more vocal who are Muslims so that they can decry what's gone on. I think that's holding them to a standard that might not be practical or realistic. That's just my read on it. All right, what else?
On that note, we have a story in the trending section at DougSteffen.com about several Muslim groups here in the U.S. who were holding rallies to support, to say that ISIS is not, that they do not support ISIS.
Mm-hmm. Good. That'll be a good step forward. See what some of those who were continually denigrate all Islam say about that. Other comments you have from our social media sections?
Sure. Another one. Lawrence says, ISIS is a barbaric reminder there is no such thing as a religion of peace. Certainly not Islam today, nor Judaism, nor Christianity today or at any time in history.
Read that again.
ISIS is a barbaric reminder that there is no such thing as a religion of peace. Certainly not Islam today.
A religion of peace. What is that? Does that mean this person feels that Judaism, well, they're at war with Palestine? What about Christianity or Catholicism? Where are the Christians at war with anybody?
The way this is written, it seems to be that, and I'm guessing, but it looks like he thinks that any organized religion is not about peace.
Okay, all right. I might even agree with him. All right, what else have you got?
Somebody called Oxford Girl says, I can't understand that ISIS is sending people emails. This was about them sending ransom notes for Foley. They're tweeting and posting on the internet, and we still can't find them.
Hmm. That's an interesting... how do we know this Douglas MacArthur McCain was killed? Must have... Somebody must have found his body. The story on him is he was there to fight alongside ISIS, and that's how he got killed. That's one of the U.S. officials. Okay, so we have more work to do on this, more conversation about a fellow named Ivan Eland, who is an expert in one of those think tanks on ISIS. Up next, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Really?
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $229, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything!
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it supplies the store, staples.com for details.
I'm Bob DiRico-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. People who have heard about our wacky warning label contest often ask if there are certain kinds of labels that we don't accept for our contest, even if they are funny. That's a great question, and the answer is yes. There are many hilarious warnings that aren't necessarily common sense, so they're needed for consumer safety reasons. I'd like to tell you about one funny label that we haven't used, and why. The warning comes on packaging for a pain reliever called PMS Mitol. Obviously, it's for women, but it warns, do not use if you have an enlarged prostate. Now, let's be fair. You don't need to be a doctor to know that someone with PMS is not going to have a prostate. Kids, trust me. But the side effects of this medicine on a man's prostate are not common knowledge. And there may be a man out there with a headache so bad he's willing to use PMS Mitol. So that warning needs to be there. If you have a funny, common sense warning that would be good for our contest, send it to us. Find out how at centerforamerica.org.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, Doug Steffen, good day. Program. Kenny and I now have Ivan Eland, who's been with us before, senior fellow director of the Center for Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, paying attention to the back and forth between various influencers, if you will. The thing you wrote in the Huffington Post, Ivan, this week, there's no question that ISIS is one of the most brutal terrorist organizations in the world, but the real question is, how big of a threat is the group to the U.S.? Yesterday, I was talking before you came on about a conversation I had with some people in New York who were not in the news business. They're in the radio business. And they said, hey, have you heard the story from the CIA person, former CIA person, that in the next 6 weeks, ISIS wants to make a, they want to make their mark, as it were. They become famous, infamous, and they want to have the same quote-unquote credibility as Al-Qaeda, so they're going to pull off something in America. What do you make of all of that?
Well, you know, we hear this all the time. There have been very few terrorist groups that have attacked the U.S. over the years. In fact, terrorism in North America has been a very rare event compared to the other continents of the world. We're away from the centers of conflict. So we have sort of a natural buffer, just as we've had a natural security buffer around us from invasion since the founding of the country with the two huge moats of oceans and friendly neighbors. And also now, of course, we have nuclear weapons. So all around our security is, we have to give the benefit of the doubt to those who say, well, prove it. You know, we see all these inflammatory threats all the time. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's an Army general and Obama's chief military advisor, who's independent of Obama, basically, said on Sunday that he doesn't think that ISIS is a threat to the homeland at this point. He says it's a regional threat, and I agree with him.
All right, so but there are other people who on Sunday, Mike Rogers, who hasn't seen a microphone or a television camera, he doesn't like to avoid as much publicity as he can get, said that the ISIS extremists are one plane ticket away from the U.S. shores, like they're going to buy a ticket, get on a plane, and come over here. But I suppose if, for example, this rapper that is rumored, the British rapper that's rumored to have beheaded Foley, he takes off his wrap and looks like a normal person, he can buy a plane ticket and get over here, right?
Well, I suppose he could, but you have to have an organized plot. You have to have infrastructure. That's another thing. Since we're halfway across the world, terrorists actually have a harder time operating here because they don't have infrastructures. There's not a radicalized Muslim population here like there is in even Europe. And so you have to have infrastructure. You don't just I'm a one plane ticket away from taking a trip to Australia. I can go down to the airport, get my passport, and go right? But when I get there, you know, I have to have at least a hotel or friends to stay with or something like that. And if I wanted to do something nefarious, which I don't, I'd have to have even more resources. The other thing here, I think, is that this threat has largely been contained, and then the U.S. bombed it. This threat feeds on Sunni disaffection with the Shiite government in Iraq. If they get a new government in Iraq, or if better, they partition the country into autonomous, self-governing areas, they could still call it Iraq, where the Shiites weren't oppressing the Sunnis, you would probably see what happened when the U.S. occupation was, and that is that this group is even more brutal than Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which was the precursor to this group. And you would see the Sunnis throw them out, the moderate Sunni tribes, because the only thing that's feeding this is that they think that the Shiite government is more oppressive than this group. So the other thing is this group is different than Al-Qaeda. It's not just a terrorist organization. Terrorist organizations don't hold territory. The main purpose of this group is not to be a terrorist organization. It's to create a radical Islamic caliphate, meaning a country. That's why they, you know, in Syria and Iraq. Well, people decide they want to hold territory, it's a whole different ballgame than if they're shadowy and they blend back into the population. You have a target that you can hold hostage. The reason we haven't had a nuclear war after World War II is that countries had territory. We could threaten their territory. They could threaten our territory. The right. Same thing with ISIS and the Taliban.
All right, Ivan. Thank you. Ivan Even from the Independent Institute.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stories to tell you here, starting with one focusing on a new documentary. Glenn Campbell is the subject matter. Crank this up for a second, will you? Career that he had, pretty wonderful actually, turbulent private life. Glenn Campbell and his life chronicled in the documentary film I'll Be Me, which is coming out in October. It will premiere in New York and Nashville. Follows his performance in the Goodbye Tour, and a lot of footage of his visits after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's a couple of years ago. Blake Shelton, Sheryl Crow, Keith Urban, Brad Paisley, Taylor Swift, Vince Gill, among the artists who comment on Mr. Campbell, along with Steve Martin, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney, Jimmy Webb, Jay Leno, Bill Clinton. He's 78 years old now, seventh son of 12 children whose father was a sharecropper, rose to prominence in the 60s with songs like that. He played for the Beach Boys, for Ricky Nelson, Elvis Presley as he got started. The first song he did was John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind. I remember being a disc jockey and playing that song. And by the time I get to Phoenix, Wichita Lineman, he had a CBS variety show. He told Rolling Stone as he was getting sick, I always work my butt off. I had to hustle because there are a lot of people out there who could play guitar. Isn't that the case oftentimes? When you have a talent, but yet there's something else that's needed in order for you to make it with that talent. Something, there's an edge that you have to have, and I'm not sure what his was. I'm not even sure he knew what it was other than hard work. He was married four times. He had a lot of relationships. I remember reading a lot about Tanya Tucker and what that deal was all about. Anyway, so the story at DougStephan.com, something to look forward to. Also in the musical news today, Seal, sort of a remembrance, if you will. Crank this up for a second. The anniversary of Seal hitting number one with the Kiss from a Rose was on the tippy top of the charts on this date during this week in 1995. Hold on just a minute. Where I got that? My fly swatter. All right. LL Cool J also on the news today. LL Cool J says, ladies love Cool James, by the way, if you didn't know what that means. Says, important to help out children in need. The actor handed out backpacks with school supplies to children in Jamaica, Queens, over the weekend. He notes that a relatively small contribution can have a big effect on families. About 2,000 children were the beneficiaries of his largesse in New York. That's pretty cool, right? LL Cool J. I think he comes across, and most people think he is a very cool guy and a very nice gentleman. So a tip of the hat to that. What a great move that is. 28 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Why are you drinking stale or rotten coffee? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, the roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the two-week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox Coffee proudly comes with a roasted on date. This may seem insignificant, but it speaks to BuzzBox Coffee being such a high-quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can find an expiration date. Oftentimes, it's some arbitrary date in the future, as far as an entire year after the coffee has actually been roasted. But now you have a choice, so why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Good Lord. BuzzBox Coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of your ordering it. So join now and experience your free pound of coffee. Start by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the BuzzBox orange box on most of the pages at DougStephan.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Last Wednesday of the month, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler examining with some degree of audio whiplash sometimes what's going on in the news, some of the tough issues of the day, some of the pleasant things, some of the positive that's there. This is a thought pattern in the next few minutes that comes about as a result of me listening yesterday to Al Sharpton, who spoke at the funeral on Monday for Mr. Powers. And I'm not necessarily a follower of fashion. Matter of fact, most of the time I would turn him off. But it happened that I listened to a piece of audio from the funeral in which Sharpton decries the use of money to militarize the police in our country. And I wholeheartedly agree with that assessment. Whether he really means it or not isn't important. The fact that it's become a public debate is very important. And one of the things that I think came out of the quick anecdotal response to his statement, or his own musing when he was up there, was thinking about how many people in our country, because of the money we spend for arming the police, go hungry. Could we be using that money for better things? And the answer is, with anybody who's got any common sense, yeah, we could be using it to help people in any number of ways. I didn't care for, because I don't agree with Sharpton when it comes to money for education. I think there's plenty of money for education. But I think we don't have, there's something wrong with priorities when we're spending this much money to arm the police because the Pentagon budget is so bloated that they can do this. What congressman is going to step up and examine this? What senator is going to step up and examine this?
these dollars that are being spent for all of this supposedly procurement. And we all know that what they're really doing is they take all the money that they have, spend it so they get more next year. They spend it for things they don't need. They put it in a warehouse for a while. They say, oh, we get a surplus. They declare it a surplus, and it is given to the police. So how dare they use your money, waste your money that way? Especially, again, when we're letting Americans go hungry. This is not how the wealthiest nation on earth should treat its citizens, is it? The richest nation on the planet, and in this country, tens of millions of Americans are struggling to find enough to eat. The new Hunger in America report from the organization Feeding America suggests there are 40-some-odd million people in our country who rely on food assistance, that is, welfare, that is, the government, that's you and me, just in order to survive. And as if that isn't bad enough, one out of five families who need assistance include a current or former member of the military. And 40% of the households we're talking about have children in them. Despite these staggering stats, food assistance programs have had massive cuts in recent years. Many people aren't even told they're not eligible for benefits. And yet you see a lot of people wasting, frittering away the food stamp money, buying things that are not practical. It seems to me this is another program that is badly managed. Yet another government program. When are we going to focus on this program? There are a lot of people who are getting food stamps who ought not to be getting it. And there are people in need who are not getting help. A lot of people turning to food charities to find enough to eat. A lot of those programs are stretched beyond their capabilities. Matter of fact, I saw something about these charities that they're so overextended, one in six is worried that they may have to close down. So this Hunger in America report shows exactly how dire the situation is. The authors explain that more than 50% of families who use food assistance are forced to eat food that's expired. 35% have to sell belongings to eat. Now, that's something. Eating food that's expired doesn't bother me at all, because most of the food expiration dates are put on arbitrarily and they're not reflective of the value of the food. It's just a way for you to buy more food and throw away really good food. 80% of people buy cheap food, unhealthy food. So the quality of nutrition, the quality of what's available is what is in question, and the amount, I guess, more than anything else. So in thinking about food and food news and things that are silly, that are connected to the government, instead of focusing on the basics, like food for those who really deserve it, we have people, you may remember the discussion, Kenny, that I had maybe a month and a half ago, I think it was in early June, when there was a furor that developed over a puzzling dictate issued by the Food and Drug Administration about not approving aging of cheese on wooden boards or shelves. The dictate, as is usual with some of the stuff that comes out of the FDA, ignored centuries of cheese industry practice. The FDA says it's part of their progression, I put that in quotation marks, toward implementing the Food Safety and Modernization Act, Congress created to supposedly assure that you would have a safe food supply, when in fact there's nothing wrong really with the food supply, except that we have a half a dozen greedy big corporations that screw up things from time to time. And meanwhile now, the whole furor, the hysteria around food in our country has become obscene. So the FDA and the position that they took on the use of wooden cheese aging boards in cheese plants was a reply to a dairy question that came from New York State. And the letter was written by a woman named Monica Metz of the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. It read, quote, the use of wooden shelves, rough or otherwise, for cheese ripening does not conform to the current good manufacturing practice requirements, which require that all plant equipment and utensils shall be so designed and of such material and workmanship as to be adequately cleanable, shall be properly maintained. Well, once the cheese business got a hold of Congress and people looked at this and realized how asinine it was quickly tossed out. It was hilarious, actually. The hickory-headed people at the FDA actually thinking this thing had merit when, in fact, it had none. And there was no study that ever backed up whatever. They just decided, okay, can't use wood anymore, use plastic. And, in fact, the plastic's dirtier than the wood. So this is the kind of stuff, the government spending time on that and not looking at the needs that a lot of people have for healthy food. So let's, excuse me, let's follow up on that. Brett Wilcox, who's an expert on food source and supply, up next with a focus on GMOs for you here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
Like, that was good.
Yes!
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I here with Brett Wilcox, who's the author of We're Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie. Brett and his son had a coast-to-coast run for GMO-free USA. So our focus here is the world's food supply. Brett, I don't know if you heard me just a moment ago talking about this, one of my favorite subjects. I'm a dairy farmer as well as a broadcaster, and I'm inundated with all of these salespeople who want me to buy GMO seed, Roundup Ready seed. That I choose not to. And it's I just like the open pollinated seed, and don't have to worry about somebody breathing down my neck saying, well, you used our seed or you used somebody else's seed. You can't do that. I mean, these people are onerous, to say the least. Very powerful company. And they're trying to control, in my mind, the food supply in the world. So I want to know, maybe there are a lot of people that like GMO food and think it's, well, that's cool. Just label it. Tell us that this is GMO. And also tell us where it comes from. It's not grown in America. Where does it come from? I don't see why that's so unusual or outrageous, and why these people keep trying to stop it is beyond me. Do you have an idea, a theory on that?
Yes, absolutely. Can you hear me okay there?
Hear you fine. Go ahead.
Back in the 90s, when the GMOs first came out there, Arpad Pusztai, who was a scientist who was studying the GMOs, came out and said that he would not eat them based on his research. And the European media went crazy with that statement. And Europeans consequently shut down GMOs. And it wasn't any governmental action that made that happen. It was simply consumers saying no thank you when they went to the grocery store. So the industry learned through that labeling is a skull and crossbones to their industry. And
well,
they will do that.
Let's explain to people what actually happens if there's seeds are modified, and that's really what GMO. They're modified to do what? What happens that's so bad that people keep hearing all this stuff about GMOs are bad? Well, what is so bad about genetically modified organisms?
Well, the industry will tell you that they're modified to almost turn into miracle foods, to be drought resistant and to feed the world and whatnot. But really, there's only two major traits that they've come out with thus far. And one is to resist Roundup, and the other is to produce a poison, the Bacillus thuringiensis poison. And so they either absorb poison or they produce poison. Those are the two traits of GMOs. And poison is not anything that most people want to associate with the food that they have on their plate, but that is in fact what GMOs are nowadays. So it can be very convenient for farmers who choose to use them, at least for the first few years, and then they've developed super weeds and super bugs that can withstand. They've developed tolerance and resistance to the GMOs, and so the natural solution at that point, once you're on the chemical treadmill, is to apply more chemicals and more toxic chemicals.
So it gets stronger, bigger, better. The weeds, I know, I don't use any of these sorts of things. I cultivate my corn. I've got, 43 acres or so of cow corn for my silos on my dairy farm. And we cultivate it because I don't choose to use the sprays. And, yeah, there are a lot of weeds that come up. But the corn, if it's growing well, and there's lots of natural fertilizer, we use a lot of manure on the fields, and the corn gets above the weeds, and eventually, because the weeds don't have any sun, they die out. It's convenient. It takes a little work, but that's how it happens. And that's what happened, by the way, before these GMO foods were introduced. So anyway, you and your son are on this toot. Your son is a cross-country champion racing. I'm assuming he's a track guy, right?
Cross-country. Right.
Yeah. All right. So what did you hope to gain from doing what you've done, and what did you gain from that coast-to-coast run?
Well, the primary thing was a family adventure. My son wanted to run across the country, and we did that together. We had a ton of father and son time, as you might imagine, being on the road 20 miles a day,
yeah.
6 weeks. So aside from that, because we were doing such an epic run, I wanted to tie it to the GMO issue because I obviously feel strongly about the issue. Mm-hmm. I feel like the thing that was most validating for me, as far as the mission went, was realizing that virtually everyone in the United States that knows anything about GMOs is opposed to GMOs. So contrary to whatever propaganda the industry puts out there, people don't like what's going on with as far as GMOs are concerned. Many people still don't know, but when I introduced them to the subject and I said, well, this is what GMOs are, this is what they're intended to do, nobody said, great, I'm going to go to the grocery store so I can pick up some GMO canola oil. You know, nobody ever does that. There's no point in going to the store and buying GMO. And once you know what GMOs are, there's many reasons not to.
That's why they don't want you to go. All right. So if you want some more information on Brett and his son's work, runningthecountry.com. Runningthecountryalltogether.com. Thank you, Brett Wilcox.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All this.
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes.
I never explain anything.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
I know a man with a wooden leg named Smith.
What's the name of his other leg?
Yes.
And that's lucky too.
Jim, Jimmery.
Now, where's the ladder of
Harry Poppins, the theme song. I don't know if this is the theme song, though. Was it Supercalifragilistic? What was the theme song from Mary Poppins?
Well, that song is in there, Supercalifragilistic.
Yeah, but what would you consider to be the theme, Chuck?
I don't know.
Jim,
it's
funny, so much
I did a revival of it in February, and it's still holds up. It's a lot of fun, and she's great, and so is he, Dick Van Dyke, in that movie.
I think there was a lot of a resurgence in its interest with the movie Saving Professor Banks, or Mr. Banks, or whatever it was that profiled the writer of Mary Poppins, with Tom Hanks playing Walt Disney. I thought that was actually happened last winter. It was quite a good movie.
It was a good movie, and that is correct. That's why it did the revival. It did revive interest, and we had a good crowd.
Yeah, right. Okay, so as it happens, Mary Poppins was number one movie during this week in 1964, believe it or not, 40 years ago. So we move ahead into movie moments and the movie news that Chucker has, just a matter of moments. I was telling yesterday, you weren't here yesterday, right? Did I talk to you yesterday?
No.
I was talking about seeing the last movie that Philip Seymour Hoffman did, The Wanted Man, which was out, I think it's playing in limited release. I don't know why. It ought to be released widely. Maybe that's what the future is for, but it was a very good movie. Have you seen it?
I have not. It opens in my community theater next weekend. It's what you call platform. You're right, it is limited. I think it's on about 600 screens right now.
Why do they do that instead of opening it wide? When the buzz comes, what's the point of having it only on 600 screens instead of 4,000?
Very simple, because the producers who made it are most likely an independent studio.
Yeah.
So they cannot afford to spend the huge marketing dollars on TV and radio to advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
So they count on word of mouth, like what you just did, to tell people that it's good, and they platform it. It's just a better strategy from a financial point of view.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. I would tell you, there's no violence, there's no sex, no cars get blown up. It's a story. Imagine the concept.
A throwback.
Right. It's a story, and it actually has some interesting implications on how our spy networks work, and the U.S. doesn't come out of it particularly well. The spy culture itself doesn't come out of it very well. But
one of my favorite actresses in it, Rachel McAdams, who I like a lot.
Rachel McAdams plays a great role. Robin Wright sort of plays a heavy, which is unusual for her. She comes across as one thing, and then at the end is sort of a twist that you don't expect. I just think it was a good movie. All right. So having said that, Chucker, what else have you got for movie news?
Guardians of the Galaxy, with its $17 million gross over the weekend, has now become summer's highest grossing movie, and it deserves it. $251 million gross. Word of mouth is terrific. This movie's fun, inventive, has a lot of good characters, and although it was released by Marvel, I think that the happiest studio is going to be Universal, because Chris Pratt, the star of that film, is the lead in the next Jurassic Park film, which opens next summer. I just want to point out, True Blood series final drew 4.1 million viewers in the 9 p.m. slot Sunday night. I was a big fan of the show and watched it since season one. It lasted seven seasons. I like this season, but I got to say, the series final was one of the most disappointing and worst series finals I've ever seen. It was almost like they put no effort or heart into it, and I just don't understand it. Mm. Buzz on the Internet sort of agrees with me. Very disappointing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The filming on the reboot sequel to Vacation starts shortly. Ed Helms will star in the movie, but Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo will make cameos in their original roles, which is at least good news for fans of the original series.
Some buzz on the next James Bond film. They're apparently looking for some big guy like Jaws or Oddjob to play the bad guy whose name is Hinks. They're looking for somebody about 6'2", very muscular, and they want to have him involved in these various fights with James Bond.
I love the idea.
Yeah, but it's interesting also that they put out a casting call sort of publicly like that. Now, if you got the credentials, go for it. The first Superman comic book was sold at auction, $3.2 million online auction for the first Superman comic book. Isn't that amazing?
$3.2 million for a comic book. Worth that much money.
Woo! Chuck Curry, our movie man, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.